1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you. Welcome to the Ebby J podcast. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you here with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Wondering what we're talking about today? Stay tuned. More to come. It's your girl Ebby J. It's your girl Ebby J.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to season 2 of the Ebby J Show podcast. Thank you so much for riding with me. I really do appreciate it, sincerely and in my heart. We did 20 episodes in season 1. How exciting is that? 20 episodes. And I pray that they have blessed you in some way, shape, or form. Now, here we are in season 2. Season 2 is all about celebrating strength and resilience. So, It's really interesting to me to see like how things evolve through time, right? So season 1 of my podcast was really all about not really celebrating, but celebrating like my new discovery, right? Of deciding to share. Pretty much it's really, you know, just sharing like where I am, where I was, my experiences, et cetera, et cetera. And now that I am and have decided to progress with this podcast, it's interesting because one day I was sitting in bed just thinking and meditating and I was like, man, I'm not at that place anymore. So when I listen to like season 1, you know, I talk about, you know, my disappointments, pain, going through healing and all that stuff. And now I'm not in that state anymore. I'm not there anymore, right? So it's just amazing the evolution of how things evolve, right? When you decide and make a decision to take yourself through a journey of, you know, self-awareness, self-improvement, becoming a better person, you know, learning and growing through your experiences. Like, it's just amazing to me how things evolve. So season 2, it's all about celebrating strength and resilience, and I am going to be interviewing and connecting with some amazing people, both men and women, in season 2, to celebrate who they are and what they've become out of their experiences. So, you know, single mothers, single dads, entrepreneurs, just people who like really do inspire me, because when I listen to their stories and I see who they are and how their children have evolved and you know, just think they did it by themselves. Like, there wasn't a two-person household. There wasn't mommy and daddy in the house, or, you know, girlfriends who have been through it and they're in love again and they've given love a chance, or guys that I know who have given love a chance, like, again, right? Just, that's what we're going to be celebrating in season 2. So season 2 is all about just celebrating, getting through those hurdles and really saying, damn, I did it. And now I'm ready to share it. So I hope that you look forward to all the things that I have in store for you in season 2. I'm riding out with another 20 episodes of season 2, you know, and, you know, like I said, it's just all about celebrating strength and resilience. So if you know someone who has a story or you have a story and you want to share and you want to be on this podcast, be sure to connect with me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J. Send me a message, or you can email me at LadyEbbyJ@gmail.com. Connect with me. Let's talk, chat. But I'm going to start off season 2 with my people that I know, people in my media circle. Sometimes they may or may not disclose their name, but just know that their stories are real and their hearts are good, pure, and golden. So, with that being said, let's kick off season 2 with talking about giving love another try. Yes, guys, giving love another try. You know, I never thought that I would be open to give love another try, to be honest with you. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Like, for real, I was just like, I'm good. So this past weekend, I went to North Carolina to visit my family, and I was talking to my grandmother, and we was just riding around, you know, just hanging out and stuff. And she was like, you know, it'll be nice for you to get married again. I'm my grandma. I am in no rush to get married, girl. For real. Like, I feel like marriage to me is not the end all be all, right? Because for me, it's like, I had the title, I had the paperwork, I had the legal documentation. Like, I had that. I had the big wedding and all of this and all of that. And the shit did not work. So for me, what's more important to me is the relationship, the bond, the connection, the genuine connection between me and someone. And so marriage is not on the top of my list. Saying I do is not on top of my list, but I never thought that I would honestly give love another try. So when I first got divorced and stuff like that, like I said, you know, in season one, previous podcast, dig around those. I was saying, like, you know, when I started dating again, like, it was just a bunch of like BS and stuff like that. And, you know, in some instances I went back to what was familiar and that wasn't worth it to me. I was like, oh, I don't want this anymore. And then my friend was like, you need to, you know, try something new, meet new people, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, I don't want to meet anyone new. And then I did meet someone new and we've been rocking for a minute. And it just happened because we were not looking to be in a relationship with each other. Like, we literally met up and we just was like having so much fun. It was just like a friend. It was like we both was just like, we just met a friend and it just evolved. And he was like, mine, you're mine. And I'm looking at him like, what? Yours, dude. I ain't nobody's. I'm Jesus's child. He was like, mine. And I looked at him and I said, I don't know if I'm ready for all of that. And so I ride it out with that for a minute where I was just like, I don't know about that dude. But he stuck to it and he claimed, he was like, I was his. And I was just like, I don't know about that. Until one day I was like, you know what? Okay. Let's check it out. And it's been wonderful. You know, we have our ups and downs and stuff like that. And no relationship is perfect. But what was key and essential to me was the fact that, you know, I decided to give love another chance. And I can honestly say that I'm experiencing what it's supposed to feel like for me in my world. Not what the book says, not what society says, not what anyone else says, but for me. And for me, it's like, you know, it's one of those things where it just happened. It really was not anything that I was looking for because, you know, when I was meeting people, you know, most people, they were like, I want to be in a relationship. I want to be serious. And I'm like, that is not what I'm looking for. But then I didn't want to be someone's dedicated sex partner either. So I was like, this is crazy because I want to be in a relationship, but then again, I don't want to be in a relationship. So it was like I was torn between two places, whether I wanted to be in a relationship, I didn't want to be in a relationship, I didn't want to be someone's sex partner, but then I didn't want to be in a commitment. That was just a big old mess. Seriously, I'm not even going to lie to y'all. And so, you know, like I said, it just happened. And that's usually what happens. Because when you honestly decide that you want to go through your own metamorphosis and go in your cocoon and find and figure yourself out and figure out your life and what you want your life to look like. And then you turn around and, you know, next thing you know, you're out having a good time and bam, like they see you. You guys see each other and you just make it happen. But the beautiful part about it is that, like in my situation, it wasn't something that we were looking for. Now, granted, we did meet on an app. Yes, we did. And I was like, what the hell is this? But it was fun. And I'm glad that I got to cut that app short real quick because I did meet some messes as well. But it was one of those things where we did meet on the app, but we really met up as friends. Like, we went to go hang out. We went and got some food. You know, we did like a little, like, some simple stuff. It was like nothing fancy at all. I was literally like, it was so ad hoc. Like, I wasn't even dressed. Like, my makeup was like 5 o'clock makeup untouched. Like, I didn't touch anything up. Like, It wasn't nothing fancy. And then it just happened. And then, you know, I was kicking and screaming. So I was like, I don't want to be in a relationship. And then I was trying to find all kind of reasons of, you know, why I shouldn't be with him. Why I shouldn't be in a relationship. I'm not ready. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And my friends, my close girlfriends looked at me and they was like, babe, that's a good man, girl. And he loves you. Like, he is so into you. And I was just like, what? But most importantly, he loves my baby. You can't tell him that's not his little one. That is his homie right there. Ari is his homie. Listen, they love each other. Seriously. And that's one thing I always pray for. I always pray that when my ex and I were going through our change and our divorce and stuff like that, one of my prayers, and I said this in season one, was that we would be and meet someone who loved our daughter like we did. And that was like a big prayer for me, like very, very, very important to me that, you know, we ended up being with someone who loved her, who loved Ari as much as we loved her. And we both were blessed with that. Now, our relationship, my ex and I, isn't all that fantastic at all. And I pray that it gets better because I would really like to be cool with him, you know, for the sake of our daughter. Now, if we didn't have Ari, we probably wouldn't even claim each other like we was even married to each other because we just don't like each other like that. But at the end of the day, it's not all about our personal feelings to one another. It's all about our daughter. And so I'm praying that one day, you know, we could have a co-parenting, you know, relationship and a great co-parenting relationship where we respect each other and we, you know, we develop our own relationship for the sake of our daughter. And that's it. But in the interim, like I said, one of the most important things to me was to be with somebody who really genuinely loved kids and who would love my baby. And those two just fell in love with each other like instantly. I was like, what is this? You know, like we would be planning stuff and he's like, let's bring Ari. Let's bring Ari. No, don't get no sitter. Let's bring Ari. Like he want to take Ari everywhere with us. Like, let's go to the beach. Let's take Ari. Let's take Ari. And Ari be rolling with us. You know, for me, it's like, okay, let's go. Let's take Ari. You know, and it's just a blessing. But it's one of those things where it wasn't sought out for. Like, that's not what I was looking for. I wasn't really looking for anything. I was just, like, trying to, like, figure my life out and, you know, just get through my own change. And then, boom, it happened. Now, I have some girlfriends who, you know, went through divorce and some guy friends who went through divorce. And they're like, hell no, I don't even want to be with nobody. I don't want to be in a relationship. But it's so funny because they all say that. But then they always talk about, like, you know, I just want to be in a relationship. So we're like torn people, like seriously. And so until they meet people, they just date around and have a good time and just, you know, sow their royal oats. Is that the correct phrase? And they just do their thing until they meet the person they want to rock with. And that's cool, too. Everyone has their own path. There is no right or wrong way of, you know, finding yourself or finding love again or being open to love again or giving love another chance. Like there is like no science to it. It really is all about, you know, you getting yourself to a place where you are attracting what you want and what you want your life to look like. Like I literally told one of my coworkers today, you know, she saw me downstairs grabbing something to eat. And she was just talking to me and I was like, girlfriend, we need to work on you. You need, when you're ready to work on you, you let me know because you have to paint the picture of what you want your life to look like. And you have the power and authority to make those things happen because they always start within you, within your mind, within your heart, within your body, within your soul, internalizing it, picturing it, knowing what you want your life to look like, knowing what you want your life to feel like, and making sure that every aspect and every entity in your life surrounds that feeling, that vibe, what you want your life to look like professionally, personally, family-wise, friend-wise, entrepreneurship-wise, if that's even a word. Like, we have the power and authority to make sure that everything in our life looks like how we want it to look. But first, we have to work on us to make sure that when we are blessed with those things, that we actually can, like, love them, respect them, you know, feel grateful for them, keep them. Like, we don't have anything in us that's holding us back from experiencing all the great things that God has for us. And so it's like when you begin to work on you, and I'm just speaking from my own personal experiences, you know, start working on me, I was like, you know, and it was just like, it just happened. And, you know, I started this podcast. Look, he does my music for my podcast. Like, look how all of that works. Look how all of that works. Like, I literally met someone who did music production back in the day and literally sat on my couch one day. And I was like, I think I want to do this podcast. And then I was like, you know, recording. And then I pulled up my iPad and he just went to town and just made all the beats. So all the music that you hear is all by him, produced by him. And he's just, it's just amazing. I'm like, really, God? Wow. Like, you know, I want to be with somebody I could build things with and do things with and make moves with. And I had absolutely no idea that this man even did that, one. And number two, that he would be a core component of this whole podcast and the production of it. He even taught me how to edit my podcast so that I don't have to wait on him to come over and do it for me. Like, he sat here one day and was patient with me and showed me how to edit my podcast. And now I'm to the point where I don't really have to edit much. It doesn't take me long. Boom, boom, boom. And we pumping another episode out. Voila. But look at that, right? That's crazy. Because if not, I would have been using the templated music, the music that comes with the apps, you know, that we have and stuff like that. And then that would have been it for me. It's crazy, right? So with that being said, it's time to heal up so we can grow up, so that we can glow up. Right. And so with that being said, like, you know, you once you get to that point, you will definitely be open to wholeheartedly with all your heart and all your soul become vulnerable and give love another chance. Until next time. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Be sure to connect with me on social media by finding me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, spelled J-A-Y, and also on Facebook. Just search for The Ebby J Show. Also, check out my blog at www.theebbyjshow.com. Remember, you can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcast platforms. Until next time, remember to feel your beauty and own it.